the BFA, Mr. Boyle. I say Bootsy will play, okay, in design and fine art. And she has a minor in psychology. And as I said, obviously distinguished herself academically. And from a campus perspective, those are real major fields, okay? So there's an element of rigor. So we're very fortunate in that sense. Educationally, she's going on beyond that. She has a master's from NYU. As do I, but we went to different schools. Mine is the Graduate School of Business, and our speaker is the Gallatin School, okay, and she has a Master of Fine Arts. But be of good cheer, Tom, because she has a graduate certificate in management, okay, from the City University of New York. So she has a very diverse background, okay, synergistically combining the humanistic aspect of the fine arts as well as some of the pragmatism now of business management. Very distinguished career path. She's worked for ABC, entrepreneurially just. She started her own design boutique for a while, and now she is a senior consultant with American Express. So we are indeed fortunate to have her, as I've said, ad nauseum now. So please join me in extending a very warm party welcome to.
Thank you, Dr. Kanaday and Celia, for helping me, and Nancy and Arlene, of course, for getting me aware of this opportunity here. And it's great to be here, and this sounds like a really exciting program that you're all able to take part of. Today, I just want to go through really some definitions to make sure we're on the same page about everything, talk a bit about my background and break that into sections of skills, personality, education, and experience, because I know those are some things that you have to talk about when you refer back to this presentation, and then just really try to get you some lessons learned that I've experienced in different categories, attitude, relationships, processes, and branding. And I'm referring to the career experience I had, what kind of lessons I learned in these different categories. For definitions, I want to start with the industry that I'm in and give you a little background on that, then what job I'm currently in, and talk about the relationship of a job to a career, and a little bit about what I think are good approaches to a career. And then just my little take on the business world. I'm in the industry of communication design, and it's called a lot of different things today, but I kind of settle in on that. And what that basically means is I'm developing a communication for a business or other entity to deliver through a certain channel to their audience. And that can happen today. When I started, it just happened in the print format. But today, there's multiple digital channels for that to happen in. And the real interesting part to me is the problem-solving dimension of this business and the people dimension, because it's always about really listening and communicating to people about what their needs are and what's the most efficient and engaging way to solve those needs. As a general business or industry, it is the communication design business, but everyone sort of specializes or has an expertise within other industries. So for me, it's been in finance, in consumer-facing businesses, manufacturing, and education. And that's something to think about for you guys also. In the business world, you're doing business, but how are you really connecting to the industry that you're doing business in? My most current job has been at American Express as a consultant working in the creative services area. So I originally was an employee at American Express and came back as a consultant to help them redo what I kind of did, which was set up a team for doing digital communications. So I find that in corporations, if you stay there long enough, you'll see the same new idea over and over. So if you're hanging around long enough, you get to do something again and maybe in a more new and exciting way. Now, the relationship of a job to a career, I think, is an interesting one. And especially today, I think it's really important that you manage your own career and you take your own career's direction the way you want to do it, because you can't really rely on any company or any client that you may have to do that for you. The idea really is to always have some sort of map and some sort of plan about what kind of trajectory you want your career to take. So the job is really just like a node along that career trajectory that you have to manage yourself. So it's really difficult, I think, sometimes when you're in a corporation or a large business and, you know, you're wanting to, you know, stay there, and someone might say, hey, well, this would be a great new job. This job is no longer functioning but we'd like you to do this job. Well, it's always really important to go back and say, is that a job that will help me in my career? Is that a stepping stone I want to take? And for me, I just basically put together these two sort of evaluators. So for me, in my role, I like to see in any job that I accept, three C's: creator, communicator, and connector. Am I going to have those responsibilities in that job? So for me, I kind of evaluate the job according to those dimensions. And for the company that I work for, I have the three P's. Now, these things can change over time as your needs change, but is the company professional, progressive, and passionate? And you might think they're kind of obvious, but actually they're not when you get down into it. I had a couple of job inquiries with companies that I couldn't really even sit in the office because it was so messy. But, you know, it's important for you to know what's important to you, what your values are. So keep all of those things in mind. And business for me, not coming from the formal business education, but really learning business on the job, is really about a framework or a method of doing things. So it's really important for you to understand what you're passionate about, and then you can do business in that area. So you're going to business school, but maybe you love music, or maybe you're really into science or the arts or whatever, you know, medical field, health, whatever. So take your business expertise into those areas. I think that's really great when you're able to combine things in that way. I'll move into talking about my background. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly because I think it's most important to answer any questions you may have. So my skills, personality, education, and experience. So I think there's a relationship between your personality and your skills. I think that you tend to build your skills in areas that connect to your personality. One skill that I evolved is really leadership. And starting out kind of young, I really wasn't that interested in being a leader. I kind of wanted to sit back. But as time wore on, I realized that there's a lot of benefits to being a leader. And it's really important to consider leadership a way to – basically, you have to have a plan if you're a leader, and you have to engage and get other people passionate about that plan. I think that's the essence of leadership. And you have to have strong responsibility around that. So I think that helps in any business that you're going in. People are always looking for leaders. I feel a little funny. I'm not really calling myself a visionary. I'm not Steve Jobs. But I think that I have evolved the capacity to understand and research what's happening in the present moment and project what might happen in the future. And I think that's what that's really about, is like understanding, well, what are things trending like, and really being able to look at a lot of different fields to come up with those answers. Creative. So creative is, you know, my creativity, or my awareness of my creativity, really came from just liking to draw and evolving that into wanting to be a fine artist, and then evolving that into saying, well, you know, what I really like about creativity is the thinking part. So it can come out in all different ways, and it can evolve over time, too. So it's really like trying to find, you know, what skills you want to evolve from your initial interest. Does anyone have these glasses? I don't either, but in the inside I have them. So I think for me, technology, and I saw a couple of the questions were around this. Technology, if I had no interest in technology, I would not have had the career that I've had, because technology has become so essential to all businesses. and especially in business. So it's really important not only to just know it and leave it, but to continually keep track of what's happening, because that's really what's driving our society right now. And business, as I said, if you talk to me in college, if I would ever have an interest in business, I would have probably left and maybe run away. But found that I really found things, a lot of things very interesting about business that I only learned from doing. And having my own business really kind of dropped me in the cold water to figure out a lot of those things.